So pleased to be in studio here today with hockey season just around the corner. The Blades back in action for their regular season opener on Friday in Prince Albert, and then their home opener against the Raiders again Saturday night. Tanner Chuby, communications manager as well, Hayden Harsanyi from the Blades join me in studio. Both of you, it's great to have you along here today. For starters, kind of getting out of summer, which with hockey, I'll take that any day of the week. But for both of you, how was your guys' summer?
Yeah, my summer was really good. You know, it was a long summer, but, you know, we're happy to be back. You know, had some fun, you know, worked hard, had a good off season, but yeah, it was good. It's exciting to be back now, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good summer, relaxing, as Hayden said as well, but it's good to see Hayden and the rest of the guys back at the rink as well, and super excited for the season to get underway this week.
I'm just as excited as anyone to have hockey back, especially with the home opener on Saturday. Tanner, what can you tell us, what can fans expect on Saturday, as last I looked, over 8,000 tickets sold for the home opener?
Yeah, it's on pace to be our biggest home opener that I've ever been a part of, and possibly ever. We're really expecting over 10,000 fans, and so we're encouraging people to come early, not only for parking and, you know, ease of getting into the building, but we also have our tailgate party that we do every year starting at 4:30. There will be food, beverages as well, Creative Mom on site to get your face painted for the game, as well as some live music. The band Feedback is there once again. And obviously, I think the thing everyone loves to see is the red carpet entrances of the players. That starts at 4:30 as well. And doors are opening an hour and a half before puck drop, so doors open at 5:30, and fans can get ready and settled in for the 7 p.m. puck drop.
Hayden, as a guy that came over mid-season last year, so this is all going to be a new experience for you, but when you hear that 10,000-plus in the arena, is that going to be the biggest crowd that you've ever played in front of?
Yeah, I think it's going to be up there for sure. I think I had one game in my 2 years ago in my 16-year-old season that in Rogers Place that had about 14,000. But this, I think, is going to be the biggest like home game I've ever played in by far.
So, and kind of with that, now you're entering your first full season with the Blade. What excites you the most about the group that you're going to be a part of this season, and really having a full season to see what Blades hockey is all about? You got a little taste of it towards the end of the season, a little bit of playoffs, but I can just about imagine you and everyone on that roster, you know, hungry to get back at it and play in front of the blue and gold fans.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a really good squad here. I mean, we had a lot of guys come back, lots of teams, lost guys to the NCAA and whatnot, but we have everyone coming back. So I think that's what makes us so much different than the other teams. And I think, you know, we got a really special group. We just got to come together as a team and, you know, hopefully win some games this year.
And lastly, I kind of laugh at the schedule, how we didn't play Prince Albert until the new year last year, and we get to open the season with a little home and home. Does it just make the opening weekend that much more exciting, and all the anticipation building up because it's Saskatoon and Prince Albert back-to-back nights?
Yeah, I'll touch on it briefly. I think Hayden might be able to answer that better, being in those games. You got a taste of it last year, but, you know, just as an outsider and watching it as a fan, it's, I think, the best rivalry in the WHL. And you're right, it was weird to not play them till Christmas last year, and, you know, now we're getting that home and home to start the season after four preseason games against them. And I think it just creates for a great atmosphere. I'm sure there'll be fans from PA coming up to the game as well. So Hayden, you know, you got a taste of it last year. What did you think of it?
Yeah, you know, it's a great rivalry, but yeah, you know, it's exciting. I think that makes it even better, you know, being a home game, home and home against them. But yeah, it's going to be fun playing them. You know, it's physical, fast, and probably be pretty similar to playoff games. So, yeah.
And I probably even a bit of a playoff feel with playing up in Prince Albert for exhibition. The crazy fans up there, you can't get mad at the passion that the Raider fans have, but I know I'm just as excited as both you guys for the home opener. Lastly, Tanner, for people that are interested in tickets, we want to push over that 10,000, even get it up to the 11. Where can people go to get their tickets?
Yep, people can head to our website, to our ticket page as well. It will link you to Ticketmaster. You can buy tickets there. We are well into the upper bowl. It's pretty much single seats left in the lower bowl. So, or you can also stop by the fan experience zone, the Fez, and get your tickets in person there as well. And for those people, for whatever reason, that can't make it to the game Saturday, you know, I'm sorry for you. But at the same time, all our games this year free on Victory Plus TV. All you have to do is just go to their website and create an account, and you can watch for free. So, head to the Fez or Ticketmaster and get your tickets today.
Looking forward to the start of the season and can't wait till the home opener and seeing you both there on Saturday. Tanner, Hayden, thank you so much for coming in here today and good luck with the start of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.